Right, Cabinet today considered papers on sustainable land management and work towards developing a strategy for combating hill country erosion. This is MAF-led work, working in tandem with the project underway for some time in the Ministry for the Environment, which deals with flood risk management issues. We have considered a paper on future rentals on pastoral leases, and David Parker, as Minister of Land Information, will have something to release on that later in the week. I understand Sue Bradford may be releasing the by Kiwi Made decisions to date today. Later today, probably around 4:30, the Minister of Immigration will set out the decision made by government on levels of remuneration for crews on foreign chartered fishing vessels. We've considered papers around export year 207, effective interventions in the criminal justice system. We have legislation coming through for introduction in November based on the decisions which were announced around mid-year. We've also considered the government response to the Small Business Advisory Group's second report, and Leanne Dalziel will have something to say about that. And we've looked at the outcome of the review of access by utilities across road, motorway and transport corridors, and the Minister of Energy will be leading the release of that. Parliament this week, tomorrow, we hope to get underway with a number of first readings of the bills which have been exhumed from the Law Commission and Justice Ministry, which a lot of work's been done on over the years. The Wills Bill, the Succession Homicide Bill, the Arbitration Amendment Bill, and move on in the course of this week to the Securities Legislation Bill committee stage. Leanne Dalziel in charge of that one. And with any luck to the committee stage, also of the Communications Legislation Bill. In David Cunliffe's name, it may be possible to progress to the third reading of securities legislation. And there is a private members' day on Wednesday. Coming up in the course of the week, there was some publicity last week around the FTA negotiations with China, with the visit of the Chinese Trade Minister, Mr. Bol. The next round of FTA negotiations with China are underway today. Coming up in the course of the week, we have a week of activities around civil defence and readiness, which Rick Bark will be involved in. We have the June quarter industry training statistics. Industry training looks to be rising quite satisfactorily in terms of numbers. Also expecting a statement this week after a look government's had at the way it structures its ownership in the regional airports in which we retain an interest at this time. There'll also be releases coming out from Pete Hodgson, following on the announcement of the initiative to offer more funding to primary health organisations which offer particularly low fees. It's been very, very good uptake on that. And Mark Burton will also have an update on uptake on the rates rebate, which is promising as well. David Benson-Pope will be launching a study on implications of the ageing population. Rick Barker will be updating on the review to date of the infringement system. It's been going on for some time. There'll be a new drug unit opened at Christchurch Prison. Steve Mahari will launch the secondary futures project document. Thursday, there will be the Auditor General's report, also the 10th anniversary of the first MMP election in 1996. And towards the end of the week, there'll be the retail trade figures out from Stats. And also come Saturday, announcements about another round of bravery awards. You might recall a couple of years ago there was a big catch-up done on grade rewards, which hadn't been awarded for some time, and we are endeavouring to do them more regularly from now on. Any questions?
Prime Minister, with the Auditor General report you out on Thursday, have you given any consideration to how Labor will respond to it?
We're going to look at the report and respond at that time.
There's been suggestions from National that Labor's been leaking parts of it, particularly that political parties won't be found to have deliberately misspent taxpayers' money. Are you aware of anyone from Labor leaking information from the report?
The only leaks around the Auditor General's reporting have come from the National Party in the first instance with respect to interim and draft reports. There has been no leaking from the Labor Party about a report it has not seen.
Have you had any discussion with Margaret Wilson over the time?
Most certainly I have not. I said in this press conference last week that it was very important to uphold the integrity of the Speaker as she deals with this matter.
You're disappointed he's using his role as controller?
Well, that's a matter for his judgment, as I said last week.
Have you given any reconsideration to paying money back if
he's found it? We will respond when we see the report.
Has there been any discussion, though, in caucus about how any payment would be made?
No, there hasn't.
Have you made no preparations to tie the MPs or to contribute
them? Well, we haven't seen the report.
Yeah, but have you made any
We haven't seen the report. We have not discussed any plans with the caucus.
Will there be a discussion at caucus tomorrow?
Not on a report we haven't seen, no.
Have you started talking with some of your senior advisors up in your office about how you may pay it back?
We're waiting to see what the outcome of the report is.
You must have made a political consideration, though, whether it's tenable to not pay it back.
I've been saying for the last couple of weeks I have nothing more to say on this matter until I see a report. The report is due on Thursday. I'm sure you can wait until then.
Mr. Brady's already made it clear that he is not going to ask parties to pay it back, so surely it's irrelevant whether you've seen.
Well, I think I will do him the courtesy now of waiting for his report.
Is it politically awkward for it to be released on Thursday? Would you prefer it to be released earlier?
I really have no views on when it should be released. That's today. He's decided to release it, and that's a matter for his judgment.
I don't think you mentioned in your rundown the Crown accounts on Wednesday, did you?
Yes, I understand the Crown accounts are due out on Wednesday.
What sort of state are you? Do you have any early ideas?
Oh, pretty healthy, I would think. They have been very healthy under a Labor government. Economic growth and levels of employment.
Does that put you under greater stress to cut taxes, do you think?
Well, it might lead to another about face for Dr. Brash. He's just announced there wasn't enough money to cut taxes on.
Have you had any briefing on the BiQMA account, obviously, and can you give us any details?
No, I'll leave it to Sue Bradford as the designated spokesperson, but obviously it's been through the Cabinet Committee and Cabinet process.
Can you give us any details about the foreign fishing crews?
You'll have to wait till 4:30.
There was some question from the Māori Party last week that raising wage of those foreign crews was an attack on Māori fishery owners. What would your comment be about that?
I think it's a sad day when a party which purports to represent people who are themselves generally low paid is campaigning for foreign workers to be even lower paid, to the extent of being paid below minimum wage levels. That's not tenable in our country.
Prime Minister, fisheries officers are wanting to be equipped with pepper spray and batons. Jim Anderson seems to have said no, had his campaign the unionists for 3 years. Why is it so wrong to have permission for these?
Well, it's quite a long time since that's been back before government, but the drift of the advice we were getting when it was in front of us would be consistent with what Jim Anderson has said. You up the ante if you arm fisheries officers. It's generally been a view why New Zealanders don't want their police routinely armed. You up the ante with criminals. In the case of fisheries officers, of course, they're dealing with criminals. One side arms, the other tends to ratchet up the pressure as well.
Prime Minister, are you getting any updates on the North Korean situation and its nuclear ambitions?
Yes, there is continuing stream of advice on that. And obviously New Zealand isn't exactly a key player on the drama, but we have our views, and I think as one of the foremost promoters of nuclear disarmament, we have particularly strong views on the matter that North Korea should not be testing nuclear weapons. It has to be remembered that there has never been a settlement of the Korean War, and that's why nuclearisation of the Korean Peninsula carries particular worries with it. We have an armistice of 53 years standing, but never a peace settlement. And really what the six-party talks need to achieve is a final settlement of the Korean War and a future for a denuclearised, non-nuclearised Korean Peninsula. So we certainly are at the forefront of developing the international consensus against North Korea developing a nuclear weapon.
Do you welcome the hint from Rodney Hyde that he may be prepared to support a Labour government under some circumstances?
Well, the terms might be a bit stiff, I think.
For your his.
Well, it's good to know that Rodney's had a good trip away and has come back with an open mind.
The Fijian military is calling again for the Fijian government to stand down. I
haven't seen anything on that, Ruth. Is that the commander, Baini Marama? No, I haven't seen that. I think our general view would be that the electoral process in Fiji had gone quite well, that the multi-party government had been formed and appeared to be working, and we've always been happy to support Fiji in working through these issues. It is known, I believe, that New Zealand government has funded Father Michael Lapsley on three occasions now to go to Fiji and work around issues of reconciliation and working together across communities to support evolution in Fiji. And we're always ready to share experiences of working in multi-party situations in our own parliament. This sort of experience is pretty new to Fiji, but then it was new to us a decade ago as well.
Parliament resumes tomorrow after a pretty horrid recess with all the personal stuff going on. Do you think Trevor Mallard might be appropriate for him to apologise to Dr. Brett?
Well, I don't think that would be called for, but I'll expect to see a rather more subdued Trevor than perhaps we saw at some points in the last sitting.
What have you actually said to him in the last week or so?
Oh, I dealt with this issue many weeks ago. I really haven't dealt with him the last week at all.
Is it something you're going to bring up tomorrow in the caucus?
Oh, we normally talk about the session ahead, the first caucus of a 3 or 4 week sitting.
You were seeking advice on the activity of those five investigators. Have you had any advice back from them saying they haven't taken any action?
Well, they've gone very quiet, haven't they?
Do you have any reports from the police or from your legal advisers on that?
Well, they've gone very quiet. That's all I'll say. I think last week various media comments that they should put up or shut up. The time being, they've elected to shut up. Going a little further might step over all sorts of boundaries.
Have you sent them some letters advising them to shut up?
No, I haven't sent any letters.
Are your lawyers?
Not to my knowledge.
Just touching back on the issue of the Auditor General's report, it's on the public record that a number of other political parties made decisions to pay back money based on draft correspondence with the Auditor General. Is the Labour Party not in a similar position to make that decision now?
Well, you'll recall that when the Greens made such a statement, I said I was a little surprised that people would make such statements in the absence of a report. And we're still waiting for the report. I'm sure you can wait till Thursday to see it, as I will.
You must surely be able to anticipate what the report's about.
Well, not entirely, no.
But each of the parties, ACT and the Greens I'm thinking about, have said how much they've negotiated down the Auditor General's initial view. And then they've made a public statement about it. Labour must have some idea of how much it's negotiated away.
Well, I think you really should wait and see the report on Thursday.
So you do have a number, but you won't say, or you don't have a number?
Well, I actually don't have possession of a number, no.
Prime Minister, a human rights group has raised the question of an Iranian being held for 23 months in Mount Eden in some sort of limbo, a refugee applicant who's been turned down, but we're not sending him home. It's not a very good look for a compassionate country, perhaps.
Well, I really don't know the circumstances of the case. I understand there may have been something on it in the Christchurch press today, but I haven't had a chance to direct my attention to it, so I really can't sort of say what the rights and wrongs of it are.
It looks like he's just going to be stuck.
I wouldn't want to comment because I haven't looked at the case.
Okay.